Two more buses roll into New York City. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Both of them were carrying migrants who illegally crossed our southern border in Texas.
We are busing them to New York City and to Washington, D.C.
Governor Greg Abbott at a campaign stop in Richmond, Texas. The governor's critics say he's weaponizing asylum seekers. More pain is being predicted by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell as the central bank tries to tame inflation with interest rate hikes. While speaking yesterday in Wyoming, he said price stability is the bedrock of our economy. The affidavit used to justify the raid of former President Trump's Florida home has been unsealed. The FBI apparently had reason to believe that significant national security secrets could be at stake.
We learned that more than half the pages were in fact redacted. The FBI believed there to be so-called probable cause of evidence of obstruction. We also learned the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ back in February.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Last night, Mr. Trump's legal team resubmitted paperwork calling for a special master to oversee the DOJ's handling of the evidence. At a solemn ceremony at the Vatican, Pope Francis expanded the ranks of cardinals.
Of the 20 new princes of the church, 16 of them are under the age of 80. That makes them eligible to vote for Francis's successor in a future conclave, the locked-door assembly whose duty it is to elect a pontiff. One of the new cardinals is from the U.S., while another hails from Mongolia. Pope Francis, now 85, has named more than half of the elector cardinals now serving.
Fox's Karen McHugh. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
An appeal is in the works in Arizona after a judge ruled that a measure to increase voting access won't appear on the November ballot.
Proposition 210, the Free and Fair Election Initiative, would have changed several Arizona election laws. It would have kept the legislature from overturning the results of presidential elections, expanded voting access, and mandated all voters could go to any polling site. But the state Supreme Court said the proposition won't be voted on in November. They backed a lower court's ruling that said the initiative was short by about 1,400 signatures needed to get on the ballot. Backers needed 238,000 signatures. Opponents to the measure were calling the proposition radical. Jill Nato, Fox News.
California took a giant step this week toward going green.
The California Air Resources Board, which is the last word on these kind of issues, voted this week to progressively ban all gas car sales, mandating more than one-third of new vehicle sales be zero emissions by 2026, three-quarters of sales by 2031, and by 2035, every new car or pickup sold in California has to be zero emissions.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, Washington State and Massachusetts could follow in California's footsteps. Rotting food, dirty diapers, and other trash are piling up on the streets of Scotland's capital. Garbage collectors in Edinburgh have been on strike for the past 9 days over a pay dispute, and they don't plan to return to work until Tuesday. Officials say public health and safety could be threatened. Britain has seen a wave of worker walkouts this summer. The transit system has been disrupted multiple times. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.